rolling in.
Yeah.
my kitchen is too small. A big slop sink, pipes pissed and clean. A fountain drink, and urinals hanging on the wall.
Choking me again, as usual.
I was choking the chicken.
Yeah. I know, chicken, motherfucker. I mean, motherfricker.
Welcome to Motorcycle Mayhem Radio on August 7th, 2017.
Oh, my God.
And where everybody else is in Sturgis, yes, and we're not.
That's right. Sturgis is in full effect right now.
Yes, yeah, it is.
And it's flying by. We're going to get some phone calls in from John, the Fruitmaster.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be calling in.
Well, he's eating barbecue right now.
Oh, yeah, of course. Son of a bitch. All week long, he's sending me pictures of barbecue places.
Good.
Barbecue places. I'm dying over here.
That's good. I like that.
That's all I'm eating.
All right.
So, you know, I'm going to get a do.
And hopefully Johnny Lang.
Johnny Lang will be calling in.
Strip Club Choppers.
And strip, that's right.
Some great pictures he's been posting on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's been sharing some stuff. And then we also have Aaron Waller from Kansas.
Yes.
He's going to be calling in later on into the show.
Okay.
He's got a product review.
Okay.
Yeah. So
I have a guy named Mike Myers calling in a couple minutes. He's from Old School Bikers. It's a group. Pretty cool group. When you join this group, you're not a member. You're a brother or a sister. That's it.
Okay.
And these guys are great guys, man. I've been checking out their group. Awesome group. And they'll be calling in any minute now. So once they call in, we'll talk to them. And then,
nice.
You know.
And what time's the Crewmaster calling in?
Crewmaster's calling in around 8:15.
As soon as he's done digesting.
Yep. Well, we got a phone call coming in right now.
Wow.
Hello, and you are on the air on Motorcycle Mayhem Radio.
I can barely hear you guys.
What's up, man?
Hey, John. Well, you're in Sturgis.
I'm out here in Sturgis.
You're in Sturgis.
I'm hanging out with guys from Pro Action Suspensions. And I ate a bunch of barbecue for you, Johnny.
Yeah, oh. Son of a bitch. Thank you. I really appreciate that, you know? Here I am trying to lose weight. And
you're not going to win.
I know. Who am I kidding? I ate my ass off this weekend. Matter of fact, I forgot to bring the scale. Did you bring yours?
No.
No.
I don't own a scale.
Oh, well, you know what? After next week, we'll weigh in for the last wave before we actually go.
All right.
Try and stay in one spot,
there.
John. Stay.
There, now I can hear you guys.
Because
I took you off the speakerphone.
Oh, good.
What I'm going to do is I'm here with the guys with Pro Action Suspensions, and they were doing the motocross stuff for years and years, and then they got into the street bike stuff and built a really nice quality shock. And I'm here with the owner, George Quay.
Hey, George.
And I'm gonna let him tell you about his product.
Okay.
Cool.
All right, here he is. Hey, Johnny.
What's happening? How are you?
George Quay, man. Pro Action Suspension. How are you?
Oh,
how
you doing? Glenn. Really excited to hear what you're doing over there. John was filling me in a little bit what you're doing. Why don't you tell everybody what's going on?
Hey, we're out here, you know, working with our new shock, doing demo rides. We obviously, if you follow dirt, we've been in dirt, motocross, road race, supercross, arena cross, that kind of stuff in the last 40 years. About 5.5 years ago, after a lot of coaching from some of my friends, we decided to attack the street market. Now, we worked for about 2 years to develop a shock, and you know, I made it for me and put together a test team, and my partner DJ and I, you know, worked and worked and worked on the thing. And then on the weekend, I'd take it around to my test guys, and these guys were motocross racers, road racers, you know, ISDT gold medalist, you know, guys that own a Harley dealership, service manager.
Wow.
And the
wow.
deal was that, you know, when you say these things are better than anything else that's out there, we'll come out with them. If it's not better than everything else, then we're just not going to do it at all.
Wow.
Okay. So after about 2 years, you know, everybody's like, yeah, these things are phenomenal. And then DJ and I worked on about another in probably 2 months, and then we went, yeah, now they're ready, and we brought them out. And so for 2.5 years, you know, we've been selling the things, and we introduced in January of 2015, and by August of 2015, we garnered Hot Bike Magazine's Shock of the Year Award. So,
oh, wow, congratulations.
Fun. It's been pretty fun. We brought, you know, a lot of the technology that we had in the off-road and the road race stuff and developed it and, you know, molded it into the street shocks, and they're really, really good. I mean, we put people out on them all the time, and the deal is, you know, you ride them, come on back, we'll adjust them, go out, come back, we'll adjust them. If you don't like them, we'll take them off. We never take any off. It's just, it's a trick. It's a dirty, filthy trick.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That is awesome. I'm sure John's going to love them, right?
Well, yeah, so are you putting them actually on John's bike right now? I mean, is that what you're doing? Like, you do the installs right there in Sturgis?
Yes, we are. Yep. People just roll in, and, you know, we talk to them, and, you know, we determine, you know, what they need, whether they just want to do, you know, a stock replacement, link shock, or, you know, this weekend has been pretty much a rush on our 11-inch shock, which is a lowering shock. It's the lowest shock out there. Not many people make them.
Right.
And most of the ones that do, you know, they just lower the bike, and they don't work well, and they bottom. The ones that we build are just like our 13-inch, you know, our 12-inch. 11-inch are actually a functional shock absorber.
Nice.
Wow.
Now where exactly are you stationed at or located at down in Sturgis, in case you said it earlier and our listeners that are just getting on now?
Hold on a minute. Somebody just went by. I couldn't hear you.
Oh, okay. Where are you located now doing the installs down in Sturgis?
Oh, we are out, not in the Harley-Davidson dealership, not Black Hills, but if you get off the exit for Black Hills, it'll funnel you, you know, up, and you'll have to make a right-hand turn that brings you down around the back of the Harley dealership.
Okay.
When you make that right-hand turn, we're the second left. It's a vending area. Right after you start to turn into the Harley dealership. Real nice. A lot of people here.
Nice.
Cool. Excellent.
That's great. That's really good information to know. Now, with the Pro Action suspension that you have for the street riders, do you also offer, I mean, I hate to say it, you know, the air suspension too, for like the lower, and like the things that the baggers are doing? Do you have that capability, or is it just strictly straight up, street suspension? No air suspension. Do you have that?
I missed you. I'm sorry. It's so difficult being here because Harleys are going by all the time, and you know they're not quiet.
Oh, we know. Do you also offer an air suspension line too, or are you straightly street and off road?
I'm gonna walk around behind the truck. I might stand a prayer back there.
Why are there so many bikes over there for today?
Yeah, really? Why? What's happening now? No, I'm just trying to see.
Well, you know, the good thing about this is there are motorcycles here.
Right.
Yeah, so you're busy.
You're very busy.
Have a busy week, my friend.
Okay, so he's...
Yeah, we've been rocking pretty good, you know, since we got here, and it's building momentum. This is just Monday, and next weekend will be the big weekend, so yeah, they'll be coming in all week long. It's gorgeous out here. It's just beautiful. I mean, for your listening public, anybody that's never been to Sturgis, I mean, it's just unbelievable. Yeah, the roads out here and the scenery, the people, it's an amazing place.
I love it there.
Next year I'll be there.
Yeah, we're gonna all be there next year.
That's for sure.
I've been there a few times and I absolutely love it. So have you had any freaky weather, like, you know, hailstorms and all that good stuff that happens periodically in Sturgis?
None of them. So far we pretty much dodged the bullet on that one. We ended up Saturday morning we got up and it was raining pretty hard. We actually stay about an hour from here. We park our motor home out in Hill City.
Nice.
And it's a beautiful, you know, 1 hour drive into the Harley dealership every morning and then an hour going back. So, you know, if worst comes to worst, we're at least guaranteed 2 hours of riding time in a day.
Mm-hmm.
Like last year though, on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, at about 6 o'clock, it started pouring down rain.
Oh.
On days like that, that ride home's pretty long.
Yeah. Yeah, it is pretty long, for sure.
Well,
and those nice, windy roads, they're a lot nicer when they're dry.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sure. I definitely, man. Oh, man.
No.
Hey, I'm going to walk up to the other side of my truck,
right?
And I am going to hand the phone to my partner, DJ.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
And if you guys would like to speak with him for a little bit, he's my hero, man. DJ
Absolutely.
And I've been together now since 1989.
Wow.
Are you married?
And I can. No, we're not married even. Right, we each have our own wives. We're not even gay. Well, did I say that?
Nah, it's all right. You could be married. Best
yeah,
buddies.
I didn't,
that's
I didn't
fine.
Think I did.
That's better than a marriage.
I was careful to say. You know, you might say that.
It's okay. No worries.
No, actually, yeah, I can tell you, you'll get this as a factoid. DJ and I have worked together for, I don't know, how many years is that? 89, I don't know, almost 20?
Almost 25 years.
And he and I have never had an argument. You know, I've got a wife, you know, she and I have been together for a long time, too. I can't say that about that relationship.
Right.
Okay. Every once in a while, she and I do have an argument.
Wow.
Well, that's what happened.
Yeah, let me go get some of my boys. Give him some information. Make him talk. He ain't shy.
Make sure he knows he's live.
That's a dino running now. That's even better yet.
Randy, you want to ask DJ some questions? No.
Yep.
Okay.
There you go. That's Johnny and her female on there, too. Johnny and her female. If you walk around, you have to do it. That's real.
You want to ask DJ any questions?
Hey, Johnny.
Hey, what's happening, man? How are you?
Hey, DJ.
Doing good. Doing good. Working a little bit away from home, which Sturgis is your office. It's not that bad, you know?
Uh-huh. Yeah, man. You got a full swing now, man.
So I got to ask you a question. Who does the most work between you and George?
You have to ask that question?
Yeah, of course I do. You guys are best buddies since 1989.
I
guess you know the answer to that one.
Nah, he's been kicking in a good bit there. I still do work off-road. I'm still way involved, pretty deep in the off-road end of it, plus the Harley end, and he takes care of, a lot of the Harley side.
Nice. So do you get to, you do a lot of test riding? Do you come up with new ideas for your suspension?
Yeah, we both did a lot of the test riding. It's kind of, when we first brought him out, it was one of those deals where he would go ride the bike, set it down. When he would walk in, we couldn't even look at each other.
Mm-hmm.
He would go one direction, I would go the other direction, get on it, go ride, and then we'd come in. That way, his ideas weren't stuck in my head of what he felt on the bike, and my vice versa. But, some days we would spin and we'd have exactly the same opinion. Some days we'd sit there and look at each other like, what the heck did you think? What bike were you riding, after, a little bit of helmet throwing and, a lot of going back and forth to try, and we finally come up with what we have right now, which, exceptional.
Right.
Excellent.
So now with your product, with the Pro Action series, the shocks that you also sell them to dealerships around the country, or people,
yep.
can people buy them online themselves and do it themselves?
Yep, they can do the install themselves.
Okay.
You can get them online at our website, pro-action.com.
Yeah.
You can pick them up there online, just do PayPal. You can get them on Amazon. They look for Pro Action socks on Amazon. Or go to your dealer. If they don't have them in stock, just mention it to them. You'd like to try the Pro Action socks, and we have a dealer program set up. All they have to do is call, give us a little bit of, information, make sure they're legit, and it's no problem.
Okay, yeah. Cool. It's easy installation, so bolt on, bolt off kind of thing, that type of thing.
Yep, the installation is actually pretty easy. We ask you a series of questions, when we take your order, even on the website, we'll ask you some questions, what do you weigh, how often do you ride two of, what's the combined weight of you and the passenger,
right?
Different things like that. We'll set them as close as what, we can or we feel would work the best for you.
Okay.
And then when you get them, you take your initial ride, and then we use kind of the bumper on the shock and the gauge, that tells us different things. We have you call back in, you mm-hmm. tighten it up a little bit, loosen it up a little bit.
Okay.
Within a turn or two either direction, you're pretty well right on.
Right, and what's your warranty on the parts?
Everything warranty-wise is limited lifetime against, workmanship and parts, defects and parts.
Okay.
Obviously, if you ride the thing for 5 or 10 years and never change the oil and, something happens there, that's kind of on you. Or, we can do the service work, whatever we need. But
right.
If you have something, if the shaft gets, something in the chrome flakes, if the, the head cracks, if, anything like that where, anything in the workmanship, anything that we might have done putting it together, we'll cover that as quickly as we possibly can with no questions asked.
All right, cool.
Wow.
Nice. I'm looking at it here. So it's all billet aluminum, your shocks, every single one of them?
Yep, it's all billet aluminum. Everything is hard-coat anodized, both inside and out.
Okay.
So the inside of the shock is also, where the piston wears against the body, that's all hard coated.
Right.
The piston itself is anodized with a hard coating. So, everything, we have our background in off road. We've been building, motocross, supercross bikes for 40 years. So
wow.
Everything we build, we overbuild.
Right. When
it came to Harley, we look, why would you use this, this tiny little shaft where you can use a 5/8,
mm-hmm.
And, why would you use a rubber bush, steel spherical bush?
Right.
It's different things like that. There's a lot of little things in the shock that go on motors, that just made us feel better as far as, the warranty-wise and, making sure the things are durable.
Okay.
Cool. Wow.
So I had one other question to ask you, because a lot of times with these custom bikes and the guys order the shocks, I noticed that, you have them in certain colors here. But do you offer them in chrome plating, or can they send them out and get them chrome plated or covers to cover them? In chrome.
No, we have
not for the motocross, for the Harley guys.
Right, yeah, for the Harley. Yeah. And basically what we have there is what you see. You see some of the pictures you see right now, there's a couple red collars on there.
Right.
Like for the spring adjuster and the spring seat.
Yeah.
Those have been changed to black.
Right.
Yeah, so basically the whole thing would be black, and we only offer the one setup in color.
Okay. But is it easily, can someone send it out, you know, like to Paducah, Kentucky, and get them chromed if they wanted to? Does that affect the stability of the product? And also, yeah, the warranty.
Yeah, they can have they'll strip the spring, and they can have it'd be more like a chrome powder coating or something, I believe.
Right.
They would use on their, you know. But yeah, no, that's no problem. It shouldn't hurt the strength of the spring or change the range, anything like that.
All right, cool. That's good to know. It looks like it's a fabulous product.
Yes.
You guys have been in business for such a long time, especially in the motocross aspect of it. All right, so I dropped the link on our feed, folks. So go check them out.
Absolutely.
Pro Action Street Shocks. I'm talking to you because we have people that are on our Facebook Live video right now that are listening in, and so I shared the link to your website for you guys.
Very nice.
Excellent.
And we also have on Facebook, we have Pro Action Suspension, which is the off-road side, and then Pro Action Street Division, which is the hard side. So if you check that out, there's some new pictures from Sturgis, just kind of give you some directions on there with kind of where we're heading and what's going on out here.
All right, cool.
Cool.
Yeah, we'll like the page, too.
Definitely, yeah. And we'll be out there next year, and I'll come by and see if you got something for my fat ass.
Yeah,
we'll do the best we can. from what I hear, there's barbecue mixed into this in here somewhere.
Yeah, of course there is.
So yes. You got to get triple sprays.
Great talking to you, man. Good luck.
Thanks, DJ.
Thank you very much. Talk to you guys later.
All right, you got it. All right, so that for that other, that was really cool,
yeah,
man.
Cool.
That company's been around for a really long time. See the things you find out when you're in Sturgis.
Thank you, John. Right. Crew.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, John.
You can call back later and bust
my balls.
But you want to call that?
Yeah, I'm going to call this guy back.
Somebody called in earlier. We're going to call you in. Okay. Hang on, folks.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Tell him who you are.
Hello, this is the Motorcycle Mayhem. Who's this?
This is Michael Myers.
What's up, Mike? How are you, buddy?
First off, you're live on the air, just so you know.
I've been better.
Yes, you are live on the air.
You got to let them know
Yeah.
I think I should do that. That would be a good idea.
Yeah.
So, Mike, what's going on? I was just talking about your group a little while ago. What's happening with you?
I started the Old School Bikers on Facebook, and it took a runaway train. We're over 5,000 members now.
Excellent.
Nice.
And it's a great group, too. It really is a great group. Everyone's brothers and sisters, right, Mike?
Yeah.
Excellent.
We have our problems like any other group. One of the administrators somehow got taken off. I've been trying to get her back on as administrator to help control the group at times.
Well, yeah, okay. That's okay. But how long has this group been around for now?
Oh, babe, how long has it been? About a year or so.
Okay. Okay. And,
a little over a year, roughly.
All right. Then, so what is it that the group is actually about? What is it that you guys believe in? What is it that you do?
We believe in, like everybody else, live to ride, ride to live, catching the wind.
That's right.
We agree and disagree on politics and stuff, but that's like every place else, though.
Exactly, man, exactly. So now you
and
said,
we post bike rallies and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
Okay, excellent, excellent. Now, I'm a member of Old School Bikers now, and I'm very happy to be a member, and I appreciate you letting the show in to the page and letting me in, and we're going to support you guys as much as we could. Okay.
Hey, brother, that's what we're there for, is getting new members and meeting new members. Okay. I don't get to ride the darn horse no more.
Right.
Been in an accident back in 98 and it's taken my eyesight.
Oh, my goodness.
Horrible to hear. Sorry to hear that. But you know what? You want to get out? You know what he does? He lives through everybody else. He lives through us. He lives through everybody in the group.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Mike? And you know what? He's a true biker. And he always will be a biker, no matter what.
Don't get me wrong. I still wear my bike gear, even though I don't ride my iron horse.
That's okay. That's all right.
I'll come down there, and you can ride bitch on my bike if you want.
Uh-oh, you hear that?
is that allowed?
I don't think my wife will let me on another one.
It's all right. My husband won't mind. Don't worry. But does your wife ride?
No, my wife's not a biker, and like I said, I was pinned under her car for 20 minutes back in 98, and I can't see to drive after dark no more.
Oh, boy.
I'm glad you're still here, though.
Yeah.
That sounds, yes. What a miracle story that is.
Yes.
You can't get rid of this old biker that easy.
Well, Mike, that's awesome. I want to tell you, check out the group. It's a great group. We're behind you. Stay in touch with us.
Oh, all right. It is a cool group. Got a lot of nice brothers and sisters there. Like somebody gets in an accident and need prayer, we're right there sending prayers to them and everything.
That's right.
Even if we don't know them.
So, Mike, where are you located at?
I live now. Originally, I was in Rome County, West Virginia, but I got married and live in Jackson County, West Virginia, on an old dirt road.
Okay.
Excellent.
I'm back in the sticks.
It's nice. Okay, man.
That is all right.
We're all in the sticks, if you believe that.
So are you near Morgantown, West Virginia?
No, Jackson.
Jackson, okay. Yeah, because we were kind of in the woods, but at a campground a couple months back in that area. I don't know how close that is to you.
But you know what? We're going to let you go. All right, buddy? And
hey, you want a big kitty?
A big kitty?
A big kitty?
What kind of kitty?
Mountain lion.
No!
There you go.
It's been in my yard now twice.
Oh, really?
Do you want me to come there and shoot it? I'll do that for you.
Wait a minute.
That's awesome.
Hold on, Johnny. Can you cook mountain lion?
I can cook anything you want on a barbecue.
All right, then send
Damn
it.
Damn straight.
He'll eat anything.
We had bears. We had mountain lions. That's how far back in the woods I am.
I am never visiting you.
Oh, my God.
I'll bring my guns, though. I will bring my guns.
That's awesome.
I'll do that.
But listen, thank you for calling the show. Stay in touch with us. I'll be talking to you on the side. All right, buddy?
I hope my brothers have a safe ride and catch some wind for me.
Oh, you got that, man.
We'll do it every time.
Yep.
Take care now, buddy.
You too.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Mike. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Nice guy.
Yeah, real nice guy. They're all nice.
I want to go to his house and shoot a mountain lion now.
We had another phone call coming in, but we also have Mr. Lang should be calling in soon.
Okay, and so which call do you want to call in? Was that number?
That was this one, but that might be Mr.
No, it was this number. You just called that one.
I just called this one, I know, but that one called before.
One ringy dingy. Two ringy dingies.
Yeah, I think that was
I feel
again.
Like I'm on Laughing right now.
So, hold on.
This is like Laughing.
So, continue your conversation you were having with Rod about...
I didn't have a conversation with Rod. I was having a conversation about Mike and saying how I want to go in his backyard with a shotgun and shoot some mountain lion. My daughter would not appreciate that too much, but I need a new fur coat.
Mountain lion.
You need mountain lion barbecue.
Oh, yeah. Imagine that. Mountain lion.
I know. I know. So while Johnny's looking on his damn phone, for all you folks that are out in Sturgis, tomorrow is the Aiden Has a Posse run in Sturgis.
Sweet.
So go to AidenHasAPosse.org and check it out. Kickstands are up at 8 o'clock. Registration starts at 8, kickstands are up at 9, they're going to end, I think, at the Broken Spoke, I'm not sure, or Buffalo Chip, or one of them, but it's a beautiful ride for an awesome cause, so just go to AidenHasAPosse.org and check out the Sturgis Run. I had the link up earlier on our page, I shared it on our feed, so it's probably just below the video, that was one of the last posts I made, you can actually click on that. And all the info is there. Bobby Seeger and Elisa are out in Sturgis with Indian Larry Motorcycles.
Excellent.
And John Frew is with Cycle Source Magazine.
That's right. You've got to get your copy of Cycle Source Magazine.
Yep.
It is the number one motorcycle magazine, in my eyes, in the world.
And they are doing live tonight is the Garage and Gears, and they keep doing live video, and you actually get to watch these master builders, not master you-know-what. No. The master builders.
The servant waits for the master baby.
At their craft, live at Sturgis right now, and it's an amazing thing. You guys need to watch these videos.
I was watching all afternoon. It's some really interesting stuff out there.
Yeah. I mean, they're fabricating live on a stage in Sturgis.
Yeah, it's
like,
cool.
Johnny, you seem fucking interested. Somebody get this man a donut.
I'm looking at a deer with headlights. I'm thinking that. I have a funny feeling that Johnny Lang's going to call us at 10:45 because he's 2 hours behind us now.
Oops. But that's okay.
That is okay. I mean, I'll talk to him.
You could call that other number back.
I know I will.
That was that call that somebody called in earlier.
Nope. He's in the call.
Hold on.
No, he's in the call. Hold on. Any second now. So
one.
Are you sure? Well,
yeah, because I got a thumbs up.
So what does thumbs up mean? Is he sticking his thumb up? Something?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Here Again. We go. You two guys need to get a room.
No.
What?
No, we don't need to get a room. Fuck
yeah,
that shit.
Yeah, a rubber room.
He's choking me live on the air. I mean, come on. What do we need a room for?
By the way, I'm kind of sick.
This is our room.
I'm kind of sick of you this weekend, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
I can lose this. It's Thursday.
I know.
Jesus,
what the fuck? I can't go anywhere. Oh, and you missed my drum solo, by the way.
You missed mine, too.
Yeah, I know. Well, mine you got there early, and then you left. We were at a jam at the Crooked Rail. In East Northport.
I'm on Lockfield Road. I don't know the exact address, but it's on Lockfield Road in East Northport. Thursday night jam at the Crooked Rail.
Mm-hmm.
So let me check it out. Let me ask about this solo. Mama, did you use a double bass pedal?
No,
ridiculously,
I didn't.
Like
no, I don't need a double bass pedal. My foot is fast enough. Fucking cheaters.
Yeah,
sorry.
No.
No. I used to play the double bass with two bass drums and two separate bass pedals, the old Louis Belson way for all you musicians out there. That's how I used to play double bass.
Well,
but
so
there's no
I.
need to do it. Is Johnny Lang, Mr. Lang, calling in?
He's going
to
call
While
in.
While we're
talking
idly about how I'm a better drummer than you. Yeah. We should have a drum off.
I like the
fact. At Camel City Bike Fest after you lose. The pinup, and you have to wear that pinup outfit.
By the way,
I just got one question about the drumming. Does he have any clue who Louis Belson is?
No,
he doesn't. Gene Krupa?
Gene Krupa?
No.
Oh, man, holy shit.
I know you're going to go with Buddy Rich, but.
Here's the good question. Is Ginger Baker a girl or a guy?
Oh, God. It's a he-she.
Asshole.
No.
Sorry.
I actually met Buddy Rich twice.
He played at my high school.
Yeah, he played in Sundance, actually.
He smoked on my high school stage with my father.
But you ever see Neil Peart do a drum solo? He does Gene Krupa's drum solo, and he had the picture, the video of Gene Krupa behind him, and they're both doing the exact same drum solo at the same time.
I love the fact that Louis Belson used floor toms as bass drums at times.
So, anyway.
He laid him down because he needed a small kit. Is somebody calling in?
Yeah, so let's talk about motorcycles, huh? What do you think?
Randy doesn't want to talk about motorcycles.
So how are you doing, Randy? How was your weekend?
I worked very hard this weekend, and I'm all punchy.
Yeah, all punchy?
Yeah, I'm just, you know.
Now, by the way, if you do decide to order those shocks that we were talking about.
Mention.
Randy the Wrench can install them for you at a reasonable price. Right, Randy? So.
Yeah, if you want to come.
If you live in the New York, Long Island area.
So basically what Johnny's saying is he's ordering the shocks this week. It's going to your house.
Can you put my shocks on?
But if you do order the Pro Action suspension and you do go to proactionsport.com, I dropped the link on our feed. Tell them Motorcycle Mayhem Radio sent you.
Yeah,
it's a free plug for them.
Yep.
And they're a good quality product, and they stand behind it.
Yeah,
so.
They look really
and
sick.
And it's two guys doing all the work.
That's right. And if you do decide to go to Randy the Wrench to put them on, and you mention Motorcycle Mayhem Radio, you get a free picture of Mama Naked.
Oh, my God.
Your intro.
Mm-hmm.
And now, it's time for Johnny Lang's Strip Club Chopper Road Report.
I love that. Mr. Johnny Lang, how are you, sir?
I'm good, brother. I am at the Buffalo Chip, and the band is over there doing sound check, so that's what you're hearing in the background.
Cool.
Excellent. Oh, I'm so jealous. So what's going on? You look
like
you're
having
a blast.
It's all going on out here, brother. We had some beautiful weather. We've had some great bands out here. We had Shinedown last night.
Oh.
And it was we had the Drowning Pool the night Friday night. We had Rat and Night Ranger the other night. Mm-hmm. Tonight we got, like I said, we got the Doobie Brothers.
Oh. Nice.
And tomorrow we got Blackberry Smoke. It's supposed to be Leonard Skinner, but their singer got sick. He's in the hospital.
Okay.
So they were looking for a replacement band. So I was trying to broker a deal with Saving Abel, get them out here. But they ended up signing Gary Dean, who I guess is a country guy. I don't know. I'm not familiar with him, but I guess he's pretty big.
Okay.
And but we got Saving Abel down at One Eye Jack. So I was in the middle of that deal.
Excellent.
Trying to help out some, the owners of the Buffalo Chip, our friends, as well as Saving Abel. So trying to make some stuff happen. So nice. It's all good.
Excellent.
And you said Blackberry Smoke is playing there too?
Yeah, Blackberry Smoke was supposed to, was opening for Skinner.
Okay.
So they're still playing tomorrow, and then Gary Dean is substituting for Leonard Skinner. So.
Yeah, Charlie's a real sweetheart of a guy.
Yeah. I got a lot of good music out here, and going down to see Hairball tonight with some friends of mine from the band Nova Rex. They just came to town.
Greg Polcari's in that band. He's a local Long Island.
Yeah,
tell him, Mama.
Nova Rex, Kenny. Kenny's a good buddy of mine.
Yeah.
I believe he's a founding member of Nova Rex. And he just texted me. I got to meet them downtown, get them some swag because they're playing a couple of dates out here. So
nice. Cool.
Anyway, other than that, I'm not doing nothing.
You look real busy with those bikes. By the way, bikes look fabulous.
Yeah, they do.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, the trike is, the trike looks really good. We're working out some details with the air ride and the stereo. Because basically the guys who were working on it finished it up at the midnight hour, rolled it on a semi. The semi hauled ass out here, dropped it off, and then I got on it and started working the kinks out. Because anytime you build something one of a kind, there's going to be kinks. That's just reality. Anyone who tells you different ain't telling you the truth, So,
yeah, no doubt.
So it's got the air ride on the front and an air ride on the stage.
Wow.
It's got four subwoofers built in there and six amps, six speakers, a 30-inch front wheel. So other than that, it's not nothing going on,
So, that's fantastic.
It's a beautiful bike.
So we put LEDs on it while it's been here. I put a new exhaust on since it's been here. We put fixed the seat. We fixed the air ride this morning, or readjusted, I should say. So other than that, like I said, I haven't been doing nothing.
Well, I've seen you were stuck in a DOT stop.
What happened with that?
Yes, that's a good time, too. Yeah, coming into town, I made the mistake of trying to be honest and going in and paying they charge you like a permit fee to cross the state, when you're doing commerce.
Right.
So I went in to pay my $27, so I thought, and the guy was very nice to inform me that I should have DOT numbers on my vehicle because it's over a certain amount of weight. And I need a medical card and a logbook and triangles and flares. And I know all that because I did have a Freightliner when I was based in California.
Yeah,
so I actually had some inactive DOT numbers. So he ripped me a new asshole, so to speak. And then it's like $800, $870 in fines. And then he decided he was going to waive them all.
Oh.
And but in the meantime, he goes, I want you out of service for a minimum of 8 hours.
And
so he made me sign an affidavit that I would go down to the next exit and sit there for 8 hours. So I did because I have the most conspicuous vehicle in the history of man.
Yes,
so.
Exactly.
You think?
That actually happened to me in Connecticut with my truck. I didn't have my logbook filled out.
I remember.
And they made me sit for 10 hours in Connecticut. Yeah. So with no food around, it was the worst night.
Oh no!
Oh, Johnny!
I'm pretty sure. I'm surprised you made it.
Yeah. I know. I'm gonna make you sit in this rest area over here. I'm like, oh, awesome! A rest area. Yeah, the problem was it wasn't built yet, the rest area. So
right.
Like an empty lot, sit there.
I could see you foraging in the woods for rations and garbage that people threw out of that car window.
There were no more bunnies hopping around, I'll tell you that much.
Oh, my God.
He's hitchhiking for Twinkies.
But, it's been a great surge so far.
Excellent.
We got our big bike show coming up Wednesday, World's Sexiest Bagger Show here at the Buffalo Chip.
Mm. Sweet.
So we're excited about that.
Got
a lot of cool stuff going on, and we've had some great crowds. Sold a lot of shirts. I do have three booths here, so I'm keeping them all stocked.
Wow,
cool.
Keeping them stocked up with girls and bikes. And like I said, other than that, I ain't been doing much.
Johnny, tell everybody where your three booths are set up.
My booth, my personal booth, is at the Buffalo Chip, and that's where you'll usually find me, usually between the hours of 7 to at least 10 at night. I'm usually here. I got my guy, Paulie, my road manager. He's here earlier, and he stays later. Mm-hmm. And then we have a dancing girl generally at night from 7 till about 11. She's dancing on a pole.
All right.
And then we have another booth downtown at the near LaSalle and Junction, over by my buddy Scotty's lot. Can't miss him. Right across from the side X saloon, right across the street. And then we have a third booth at the Glencoe Campground inside there. And that's the franchise based in Ohio and Michigan. And that's Ken. Go see him. He's got a great setup.
Excellent.
And,
excellent.
He will. He's got a couple of girls working there. So we got a little bit of coverage here in Sturgis.
Oh, excellent. And you got to go check out Johnny Lang with Strip Club Choppers. You got to go see him if you're down there, right, Johnny?
Yeah.
That's where the party is.
Yeah.
We got that same offer going. We will give you a free koozie and a free decal if you come up and mention Motorcycle Mayhem. You don't even have to buy anything.
That's awesome.
Now, if you do buy something, we give you free. But if you're a Motorcycle Mayhem listener, then you get a free one on us.
All right. That is a great deal, man. Thank you very much for that.
No worries, brother.
That is awesome, man. And we're waiting for our package. I can't wait. Tonight, me and Rod actually are both wearing Strip Club Chopper shirts. Yes,
I am not.
Uh-oh.
But I'm not wearing a bra, so that's good.
I have to get you one of those new pink tank tops, the black and pink ones.
Oh, yeah, I would love that.
Yeah, I'll
wear that out.
Yeah, I am. I will make sure I ship that out to you next week. I got to leave out of here on Monday or Tuesday and head over to Wisconsin for a minute, and I'm over to flying out to Oregon for a business deal.
Okay.
And but I will have a little time off, so I'll get you guys off the care package.
Excellent. Nice.
Thank you.
And we cannot wait to come down to Biketoberfest to see you.
That is
pretty much a done deal. We'll be at the Boot Hill property. We're already filling it up with vendors, and so we'll make sure we do some live broadcasts. I'll put you in that building there. You can do the radio from there. And
that'd be great.
Interview people and set up guests and stuff like that. It'll be pretty cool.
Yeah, that'd be very cool, man. We'll get Rod on that pole that you got out there.
Yeah.
First, we got to say to the other guy to get the shotgun.
We'll do a live video of her on the back of the pole riding around the property.
I'm game. As long as there's a nice, cute brunette or redhead with me, I'm fine.
Yeah, there'll be one. Yeah. Some guy's got to ride it, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Somebody's got to ride the bike.
I'll ride it.
There you go. What is that cute one?
I'm practicing. I'm practicing my pole dancing, so I'm ready for October. I'm going to try it out.
Johnny, we know you're very busy out there, so we're going to let you go.
I appreciate it, guys.
But
and
thank
I'm
you.
Happy to call in and give you the Strip Club Choppers Road Report from Sturgis, South Dakota, the 77.
Yeah!
So thank you.
Time,
awesome.
At the 78th, I expect you guys to be out here with me, okay?
We will be with you.
We'll be there.
Awesome.
All right, brother.
Thank you, Johnny.
You too.
Take care, buddy. I love Johnny Lang.
He's a blessing.
He really knows you well.
He does.
He really does.
Yeah. He really does. That's
John, I'm just shocked. You were sitting on the side of the road in Connecticut for 10 hours, and you made no attempt to walk anywhere.
Well, I'm going to tell you the funny story about this. It was that one day that I stopped at the deli before I went, but me and Dawn went to the Texas Roadhouse the night before.
Yeah.
And I got pork chops, and they gave me two, and I saved one for the next day. So I had pork chops with spinach and mashed potatoes. I stopped at the deli that morning. For some reason, I got a sandwich as well. Because I knew where I was going, I had a lot of downtime. So when he pulled me over, I had all this food.
You had about a four-course meal.
I had about 6 bottles of Gatorade. I was like, all right, officer, good night.
Thank God you were alone, because that spinach deal with you.
I'm telling you.
No.
So, but anyway, we are going to go to commercial.
We are?
Yeah.
Wow, it's an hour? Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. So, that went probably like a shot, didn't it?
It really did.
And we are going to go to commercial, and we are going to be right back.
Cool.
Maybe not go to commercial. Come
on. Yes.
Oh, come on, Johnny.
Don't you love this stuff that doesn't want to work for you?
Only you.
Only me. Oh, that's the reason. I made a mistake.
No kidding.
Hi, Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. Be sure to view Strip Club Choppers, full line of men's and women's motorcycle clothing and accessories, coming to a motorcycle rally near you. New for 2017 is the Strip Club Baggers clothing line. Check out their website at stripclubchoppers.com.
Hey guys, this is Rod from Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. You know, it's that time of the year again, guys. Bikes are all checked out, your buds are all contacted, the ride is about to begin. You got that perfect cigar? If not, head over to Goodfellas Cigar and Fine Tobacco in Medford, New York. Cruise on over to Goodfellas Cigars and find that cigar for your life. Or stick around and enjoy the relaxing atmosphere in their lounge with plenty of room for everybody to hang. Guys, check them out. Goodfellas Cigar and Fine Tobacco. Open every day at 9 a.m. They're located at 2215 Route 112 in Medford, New York. Their phone number is 1-631-714-5900. Or check them out on the web, GoodfellasCigarsNY.com.
I've been riding these long on roads for over 3 decades now. Had a lot of different bikes, met a lot of riders, managed to love every minute of it. That is, until I came across a driver who wasn't paying attention. Or even worse, driving like I didn't exist. Like you, I've seen my share of the tragic results of motorcycle accidents. I know what to do in the aftermath. I'm Mike Levine Esquire, and I'm one of you.
Get a lawyer who shares the road with you. Motorcycle Mike's your man.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, it's your boy Wayne Penix from Biker Trash Nation.
And the First Lady.
You're listening to Motorcycle Mayhem Radio.
Hey, this is Chris Cowell with Cycle Source Magazine. You're listening to Motorcycle Mayhem Radio.
And we are back. What's going on?
Sweating bullets here, man.
It's good to see Wayne is back to his usual
self, man. Yeah, I'm glad Wayne's
back.
Yes, Wayne is doing good from what it looks like, yeah.
Yes.
So anyway.
And where are we going to be in a couple of weeks? It's only a few weeks away.
We are going to be in Camel City Bike Fest.
That's right.
And where is that?
Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Winston-Salem, North Carolina. And let me tell you, they got to have some good barbecue down there, man. So once I beat him in the weight loss contest, I'm going to eat my ass off. I got to tell the story.
I think you got to say that in a different way.
Wait, once I beat him off? Once I beat him off?
Stop.
Right. So anyway, 2 weeks ago, we weighed in.
Uh-huh. Okay?
And I went down to 278, and Rob was at 326, I believe. But the problem was, we figured it out because I know I'm not 278.
Mm-mm.
So I weighed myself when I got home. And I was like 292, I believe I was. So I forgot the scale today because we're in a rush. We will weigh in next week. And I think next week will be the final weigh in before Camel City Bike Fest.
Rush or were you sweating it?
I might have been. So what do you think of that?
Works for me.
Right? Works good for you? This way, you know what? Keep people in, like, you know, suspense. They don't know what's going on. There's a mosquito in here. Who let the mosquitoes in?
It's not a mosquito. It's a fly. Do you not know the difference between
Yes,
your
I
body.
Know what a mosquito looks like.
I saw this fly before.
And that son of a bitch was a mosquito.
It's a new drone. There's a fly on the wall. We're being spied on.
Yes, right.
Uh-oh.
Anyway, ba-ba-ba-bing, ding. What else is going on, folks?
I know mine.
What happened?
What?
Nah, forget it.
No, you want to say something?
Nah, it's boring.
Not any boring.
No, I did a photo shoot for a really cool bike over the weekend.
That is kind of boring, isn't it?
But no, but the name, the bike is, it's a beautiful chopper. I think it's a 78 Shovelhead.
Oh, nice.
Bill Quinn Jr. built his second bike. His first bike, the Snake Bite bike, was featured in a 2-page spread in Cycle Source magazine a couple months back.
Cycle Source.
So he made an attempt. Now he built another bike for a friend of his. Bike is beautiful. I'm doing the photo shoot, red metal flake, custom. It's got the old school chopper seat in the back, Springer front end. Nice. Just a nice bike. Open primary, suicide shifter.
Wow.
I mean, kickstart, the whole deal. And he hid all the throttle. All the cables are inside the handlebars, which is nice. Old school handlebars. Nice. Like probably, I would say 18-inch.
What?
Right? On the
right.
On the thing,
yep.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So after I'm done with the shoot, I asked him, you know, I'm going to need the spec sheet for the bike, and I need you to name the bike. Did you come up with a name for the bike?
Right.
You know, because it looks good if you name the bike and it's in print in the magazine.
Right.
And he's calling it the menstrual cycle.
Oh, perfect. And I bet you gave him that idea.
No.
Yeah, that was good.
I'm like, where did that come from? I'm thinking he's going to call it, you know, Fireball or
Red Devil,
right? You know, or something, yeah. You know, Bloody Mary. Call it the Bloody Mary.
Yeah, the Bloody Mary. Man.
I know. I would like to call it that. I mean.
Well, technically he did.
He did. But menstrual cycle? Well, and his answer to me was, well, it has cycle in it. In the name, so I'm like, all right. So I'm editing those, and that'll be out.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? We'll see these pictures, I'm sure, soon, somewhere.
Mm-hmm. You will. I'll do a little snippet.
All right.
I'll do little bits and pieces.
Perfect. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing that bike.
It's beautiful.
Now, you didn't ask the main question. The important question was, can I ride it?
No. Why would I? No, I would know. I still got to get broken in.
Oh, here's John Fru sending me more pictures of barbecue.
John, you're really killing him,
thank
Johnny.
You.
No.
Thank
no,
you.
No, this one. Oh, yeah, that's barbecue, all right.
Oh.
Hey,
those are nice legs on them chickens.
Yeah. Is that chicken leg?
What am I, chopped liver down
there? But, well, people online cannot, and listening to us, cannot see these pictures, so you have to describe in depth. Let me do the description.
I'm showing the microphone.
So there are two young women, scantily clad, soaking wet and full of bubbles, stroking the back of a motorcycle wheel. How's that for a description?
I like it.
It's hot. You know, they're hot. They're hot chicks.
That is a curvaceous ass.
And, yeah, I should have just given my name. That was my tagline with Bike Bass. I used to detail motorcycles.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You want to know what my tagline was?
What was it?
Find the wet spot.
Find the wet spot.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's trademark. You can't steal that either.
Hey, why don't we do some shout-outs?
We could.
I like that idea.
Well, Steve Parker just jumped on from Eastern North Carolina. He said Eastern North Carolina barbecue is the best barbecue. B's barbecue in Greenville, North Carolina
hold
is the
thought.
Bomb.
Hold
thank
that
you,
thought.
Steve.
Hold
well,
that hello, you're on the air, Motorcycle Mayhem.
Hey, you guys missed the Good Pig Bros yesterday on Long Island.
What happened?
We did, John.
Yeah. You missed the Good Pig Bros yesterday on Long Island, Riverhead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Who? Where was that?
And they also had a pole there too.
Oh, well, did Marie have her pole dancing girls there?
No, I guess so. There's a bunch of girls there. In Riverhead, Road Reapers party.
Oh yeah,
had a big pole.
I was doing a photo shoot. So
I just heard that, but I didn't know it was yesterday.
Yeah, and that was yesterday. So that's where I was. Yeah, I was at Bill Quinn Jr.'s shop. Doing that new bike he just built.
Yeah. I know the shop. I've never been there, but I know he does. Yeah.
Yeah, he built his second bike, man, and this thing is beautiful. So I just did the shoot for it. So.
Yeah, I've heard he's building something from Red River. I heard a couple of people talking about, but I didn't know that was the bike you were just talking about. That's why I let you finish before I called him.
Thank you, John. Nice. I appreciate it. Sorry we missed the barbecue. There's so many things going on.
No, it wasn't a barbecue. It was a pig roast.
Well, pig roast.
And you don't see many of them on Long Island.
No, you don't.
True.
You know? And next time,
like
you
said,
know,
not,
call me
not
directly.
Anymore, you know?
I'll have to wait till my daughter's out of town for the weekend, and then I can have an actual real pig roast in my backyard because she'd hang me if I roasted a pig.
You go on Ron's page when you get a chance. You know, Rob from, and you see the pig roast. He's got some nice pictures of the pig on it.
Yeah, I'll go check it out.
On the spick, you know.
Nice.
Roasted, you know.
I'll go check it out.
Yeah.
Sounds like, did you have a good time?
Yeah, a lot of people there. You know, all the Riverhead Police Department were all there, too.
Of course.
You know?
Excellent. They were hungry.
Yeah. And, you know, speaking of police, that's why, the magazine is not having their biker build-off this year. So.
Well, that's not the truth, but that's the reason. Okay.
That's the truth I'm saying on the air live right now. So
right,
that's
you got
how
it. Yeah.
I know what the truth is. You know what the truth is, but for all our listeners,
that's why I said it.
The feds
that's
were there last
the
year.
That's why I did.
And Red River's not doing anything.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Right. I did hear that, but
it's also in the editorial. Of this month's magazine, for Full Throttle magazine, Lee wrote it in the editorial as to why we weren't having it. So.
And speaking about Full Throttle, where were you the other night? I wanted to talk to you, and you didn't even show up.
Was not there. I was busy putting the magazine together, young man. That's what I was doing.
That's more important. Huh?
Yeah. Well, the magazine that you get like to read.
you can't go near Hart in a month.
Yeah. That bike was named after me, that menstrual cycle. Yeah. That's my time of the month.
Okay. Yeah. I gotta see Bill Quinn. Either way, I see the one Bill Quinn.
But you will see me tomorrow at the Long Island Abate meeting.
That's the next thing I was going to mention. Like I said, it's tomorrow night.
Yes.
And like I said, not to cut anybody off, but by the way, I didn't call you back last week to correct you.
Oh, thank you. I know. But I did buy my, in retribution, I did buy my two tickets for the Long Island Abate campout on August 19th.
I'm still working like hell to get the Red Wolf there.
All right. Work on it, because then I'll interview him live while we're there, and he can be on Motorcycle Mayhem Radio, because I'm going as myself. I'm not representing anybody but Mama Dukes.
Nice.
That's good. Yeah. At least you have a good time that way.
I'll have a real good time that way because I ain't working.
Just to give it a little more push, it's the 19th of next week. You know?
Right.
It's the 19th or 20th of next week, the camp out at Yapang,
Cathedral Pines Park.
That's
where it is located.
Exactly, Middle Island. Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, that's
where it is.
Yeah, like I said.
But listen, John, we got another caller coming in, and we got a guy doing a product review.
Right,
so
you got it.
I will see you tomorrow night.
Later, buddy.
You got it. Bye.
Bye.
Take it easy. Bye.
Oh, now which phone are they calling in from?
They were calling this one, so I'll call them back right now.
All right.
It's an odd one. Oh, look at my phone.
International.
Hey, Johnny.
Hey, what's up, buddy? How you doing?
Hey, how's it going, man?
It's going good. How's it going over there?
It's going great. New world, all different things. It's like awesome, man.
Excellent. Like, so, listen, we got Joey Sparky on. How do you say your last name?
Needle.
And tell everybody what group you're from. Tell everybody what group you're from.
I'm from Bikers of the World. I'm the president of Bikers of the World.
And that's a great group. Bikers of the World is an awesome group.
And I've got my best friend sitting right beside me.
Okay.
And he would really like to say hi.
Sure.
To everybody. Can I pass the phone to him?
Our friend, my friend. Put him on.
Absolutely. All right. Yep. Here you go, bro.
Hey, Johnny.
Hey, man. Welcome to the Mayhem. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about you?
We're doing good over here. We're doing real good. So what's going on?
I was out here fucking some bikes up.
Fucking them up, really?
What were you doing?
I was putting together a Frankenstein Ducati right now.
Oh my God, really? Ducati?
That's a great name for a bike, Frankenstein.
Yeah, but he's doing it to a Ducati.
I know.
What are you doing to it?
I've fabricated a tank with an 09 Tahoe fuel pump.
Okay.
We built a new windshield. Fixing to build some custom fairings on it.
Right. Keep going.
I got this bike out of the mud in North Dakota 2 years ago, half buried.
So buried. I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said there.
He said found the bike that was half buried.
Half buried. Okay. So
in North Dakota.
All right.
Wow.
So what did you do
with
it?
We brought it home, sprayed it off with a hose.
Nice.
Dumped some gas in it and fired it up.
Get out of here.
It turned right over?
Awesome.
Fired right up. Been laying out in the snow and mud for months.
Wow.
Excellent.
Ducatis are amazing.
Well, So now,
as of right now, I've got 39 cents in the bike.
Spending big bucks.
So, do you want to let everybody know your name? We know Joey's, but what's your name?
Jack.
Hi, Jack.
What's going on, Jack?
From Bikers of the World. How you doing?
Now, from what state are you calling in from?
We're calling in from Alabama.
Alabama.
Alabama. Sweet home, Alabama.
Don't sing, Johnny. Please don't sing.
I can sing.
All right. So now, other than your Frankenstein Ducati that you're building, what other crazy shit are you doing with motorcycles out there in Alabama?
We've been chopping up on the Harley.
Uh-huh.
Getting it put back together where girl backed into me the other day in my driveway.
Okay.
And we've got a 600 Ninja we're trying to get straightened out.
No, you need to, like, use that as a something to jump crash into on the Ninja. Like, if you got one of them, you know, big old monster trucks, you can lay a bunch of them 600 Ninjas and drive over them.
There you go.
That's actually one of the kids' starter bikes.
All right, so nice. I'm sorry, child. I just ruined it.
Hey, that was their idea. I tried to talk them into something better.
Good boat anchors, too.
I mean, good boat anchors, good boat anchors. So when he's done with it as a starter bike, that's fine. Just don't be doing no tricks in the street and stuff. So I hear a young child in the background. Hello, little child in the background.
Yeah, she's my co-pilot every time I ride.
Beautiful. Right.
That's cool. Excellent.
That's so you're a good daddy.
She's probably done 2,000 miles with me.
Nice.
Wow.
That's great. My daddy used to take me riding with him. That's
1,500 of it was it. 1,500 of it was in Sturgis, 2015.
No. Nice. Man, what a lucky girl.
At 5 years old.
That's the best thing. I bet she's got, did she have cute little leather outfits and all that good stuff too when she goes riding?
Yes, ma'am.
Of course.
Nice.
I love it already.
Excellent.
You need to send us pictures of her and you. Yeah. Yeah. Definitely send us some photos.
She drives the bike.
He does? That's good.
All I do is shift the gears for her.
There you go.
There you go.
She's learning.
That's the way to learn.
Definitely learning. Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thank you guys for calling in. You guys are great,
man. Yeah,
man.
I appreciate you putting me on.
Yeah, man. Thanks for your support. Tell all your friends about us, and, you know.
We'll share your group information on our page, too. And you guys do the same thing. Anything you have going on in Bikers of the World group and you want the public to know about it, feel free to just drop it right on our timeline.
I want you to take a picture of that bike and put it on our
website. Yeah, I was just going to say, feel free to put some pictures up of this stuff.
You can do that for sure as the stage of your Frankenstein Ducati build is in progress. This is intriguing me right now.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm always intrigued by anything that's out of the ordinary.
I know.
Yeah, Johnny. I'm probably the only person in the world that would cut up that kind of bike.
That's all right. Well, they don't make parts for it anymore, I don't think, so put parts on it that you could put.
No.
I'm joking.
I don't know if you've been reading lately, but
I looked for a tank for 2 years.
Yeah, there you go.
Holly's supposed to be buying Ducati.
I found one in a scrapyard.
Wow.
Wow.
But, yeah, we want to see it. We want to see the bike. So put it up on our page. All right, buddy?
Definitely want to see it.
All right, man. We'll put it up there.
Thank you, Jack.
Thank you for calling.
Bye, Joey.
See you later, Joey. You.
That was so cute that they called in.
Hey, what's up? This is Sparky back.
Oh, hey, Sparky.
Hey, Sparky.
Oh, he didn't hang up the phone. We thought he did. I was just saying how cute it was that you guys called in.
Yeah, so
Sparky.
Sparky, thanks for calling the show, man. And thanks for being a supporter and letting us into your page.
Yeah, man. Like, you guys are all on my page, aren't you?
Yeah, we're on the page, And we appreciate you letting us in.
I know you are.
Yes.
Hey, you know what? I need a real big favor right now.
Sure.
My little niece would like to really be live on the radio and say something.
Sure.
She's just like itching here to say hi to you all.
Please.
Okay. All right. Here you go, girl. Go fucking hard.
Hello.
Hello. Who's this?
My name is Sydney Singleton.
Hey.
Hi. How
Welcome
are
to the radio.
You sound so cute.
She's a young teenage girl, I'm sure. right?
Yes, I'm 12.
You're 12.
So what kind of Harley do you have?
Yeah. One nicer than yours.
So, Cindy.
Well, I don't have a bike right at this moment, but I do have a 1954 Chevy Bel Air.
Nice. I want to adopt you, young lady.
My God. Wow.
I will drive all the way out to Are you helping? Is your dad helping you fix it up and doing it? And what are you doing?
Yeah. As of right now, it's flat black with old school flames.
Ooh.
Ooh.
You that
got
sounds
good,
nice.
You got good taste for a 12-year-old young lady.
Yeah, right.
I'm liking that. So, you know how to turn a wrench, too? You know how to do all that?
Yeah.
You're learning.
Yeah.
My kind of girl.
Yeah.
No.
Hey, can you
chill
us?
That's good.
Can you get my bike a tune-up?
Probably could.
She probably could, Johnny. I wouldn't be surprised.
I know I can't. So.
I wouldn't be surprised. So how long do you think it's going to take till it's finished? Obviously, it's going to be finished when you get your driver's license, right?
Yeah, well, it's running right now. As of right now, and all it needs is a master cylinder and a water pump.
Listen to this kid.
There you go.
This kid is 12 years old, knows more than Johnny.
That's true. That's not even a joke.
Let me finish talking to my fellow
Johnny
young Tom
water
girl
pumps
here,
on the sink.
Because we think the same. So is this a part that is hard for you to get? Is that why you don't have it?
Well, I've been working for the money to be able to buy the parts.
So it's a master cylinder. It's a 1954 Bel Air, right? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Is it a two-door, four-door convertible coupe? What's the deal, hardtop?
It's a four-door.
Okay, 1954 a four-door. Okay, so it's a master cylinder. Okay, and a fuel pump?
54s, the only two doors were like the business coupes.
Right, it was the business coupes. And what else did you need, young lady?
A water pump.
That was a water pump. Okay.
What motor's in that?
I could get my Uncle Sparky to send you a picture if you like.
That would be great. And what motor you got running in that? Is that the stock motor? Is the stock original motor for that, for the 54 Bel Air?
Everything's original. It's never been touched before.
Tell them to send pictures of the motor and everything, too.
Yeah. Send us pictures, young lady.
This kid's adorable.
Okay, well.
Yeah, she really is.
Well, here's Sparky back.
Okay. Thank you, Cindy. Bye. Okay.
Bye-bye now.
Let me tell you, there's a million guys out there going, damn.
I know.
Hey.
Sparky, oh, my God. Your niece.
How sweet is that, right?
She's
sweet.
She's sweeter than pie. Oh, my God. I can't. And she's a little monkey wrench like
me. We got to get.
I love it.
You know what's great about her?
Yeah.
She can probably ride better than Rod, and she knows more about bikes than I do. That's the best part.
Could be.
She's a little monkey wrench for sure.
I love it.
I want to get her a shirt.
Yeah.
I want to get her a shirt. Wait, that one?
Yeah, we're going to send her a shirt when we get them. Awesome.
Awesome, Joey. Thank you.
She's a sweetheart.
Thank you so much.
Man.
Yeah. Thank you for
she
calling.
She's the bikers of the world. Like, we're really a close-knit group. And
yeah.
Like, we are a lot of family in that group.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And everybody corresponds and gets along really well. That's why we are so unique and just totally different than any other biker page that's on Facebook.
Okay.
Like, we are a very, very close-knit family, and we've been around for a long time.
Uh-huh.
And the people that are on the page is like, if you got a problem, they always bring it to me because I'm the president.
Right.
And I take care of it.
Beautiful.
You know, and it's like, that's why our page is so clean, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Right, cool. Right.
Well, Sparky, I just want to...
Outside of the foul language.
That's all right.
Yeah, well, we all drop a few F-bombs here and there, so...
Well, but you know, they do say...
That's why every once in a while you'll see me say, I don't know how many times I got to tell you guys you're not supposed to say fuck on my fucking page.
What the fuck, Sparky?
That's beautiful.
It doesn't go over very well, but it's good for a laugh, right?
Yeah, yeah. Why not, you know?
Yeah.
They say the people that curse are more intelligent.
They are.
They are.
Sparky, I just want to jump on this real quick. George Cheryl here says that send him the info, and he's going to help out with those parts for her. If you check out,
sweet.
Yeah, if you check out the feed on the Facebook Live page, George Cheryl here says he's going to help you out with those parts for her.
Excellent.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, man.
Very nice.
That,
thank
George,
you.
Thank you, man. That's sweet.
Good.
This is what we do.
This is what we do.
Why we're here.
George, you're awesome. That's why I was being very specific as to what the details and the information was for that car.
Yes.
Any young lady that is helping to build her own
and knows more
car
about cars
and knows more
do.
About cars than Johnny. I know that.
It's sad my almost, wife knows more than I do.
So. Johnny,
yeah.
Almost every teenage girl knows
she's
more
a rock
about cars than you do.
Man.
No, she really is. Does, so what I'm going to do here, Sparky, is I'm going to message George now, and I'm going to ask him to send me his contact info, and then Johnny will send it, get your info, and we'll get it all done.
That's right. We'll get it done.
I want pictures, damn it, on our page car, please.
And the bike.
Please.
That is so awesome.
Yeah, we want to see it for sure. Okay.
My wife and this little girl.
I'll send you guys a pic.
Thank you so much.
Yes. My wife and this little girl might know a lot more than I do about cars and motorcycles, but I can cook the hell of a steak. All right? I
can
tell you
can.
That.
Yeah, please.
What's really important.
You're
well.
Awesome.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to whose steak won over the barbecue last
let's
year.
Remember we have a caller on the line and not act like children.
Right.
So.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah.
Well, Sparky, once again.
Shit, right?
I know.
Thank you for
all
calling
right, guys.
In.
Thank you.
And keep in
you
touch.
Bet, Johnny.
All right?
Yep.
Yo.
You bet. I always will.
Excellent. So talk to you soon, buddy.
Thank you very much.
Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye. That's so cool. George, thank you for that.
Show,
so
what a really great
definitely
kid.
Private message the page, George, and give me your info, and then I will send it over to Johnny, and he'll get it to Sparky
That's
for
right.
sure.
Excellent.
And that I can't. She's so adorable.
Oh my
God!
She
really is.
She really is. Yeah. 54 Bel Air. That's like my daughter Sam. It reminds me of my daughter Sammy.
Yeah.
Sammy Slaughter. That's how she started. Sammy
I got a rare 1500, almost like the Bel Air, but different.
Mm-hmm.
So, I hear what you're saying. I don't need the fuel injector and all that shit that she needed. The spark plug, whatever she needed.
And Aaron,
anyway.
Aaron, if you're listening, call in.
No, not
now's your
close.
Chance. Now's your chance. Now's your chance.
Yes.
Wow.
Well,
Johnny, was that the Bel Air with three wheels or four?
I thought it had wheels. So I never heard of a bike called the Bel Air, though, have you? I mean, it's weird.
Fuel injection Bel
Air. Phone call.
It's like you're talking French or something.
What Motorcycle Mayhem Radio? Who do we got?
Hey, this is Aaron Waller. Good evening, Motorcycle Mayhem.
Aaron,
hey,
how
welcome.
Are
you? How
are you
doing, sir?
Doing well.
Yes. Johnny's not
loving
doing
the show tonight. Fantastic.
Oh, thank you very much.
Johnny's phone. Yeah.
Johnny's done.
Somebody's phone is vibrating, and we can hear it.
I don't know why.
Something's ringing.
Not me.
Know. No. All right.
Mine are in my pocket.
Well, it wasn't my
I'm
phone.
Hearing something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all right. Thanks, Dawn. Thank you. But anyway, Aaron, right. So you are from Kansas.
Kansas.
I am from Wichita, Kansas.
Wichita, Kansas. So before you get into your product review, I have friends that live there in Kansas. And are you born and raised there?
No, I've been all over the world. I'm military brat, and I was in the military. So
okay.
Thank you for
thank
your
you
service.
Your
yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
What branch?
What? But I have been living here for a number of years, and that's why, you know, I was riding this weekend, and I said, I wonder if they just want to have an average Joe review a few products, things that may work, may not.
Sure.
Just throw my opinion out there, so.
Okay, yeah, so okay. What product do you want to tell us about that you reviewed?
You know, I was going to call in, you know, I'm Wichita, Kansas. I am 10 minutes away from the nearest field of wheat, corn or soybeans in a two-lane road.
Wow.
So the other crop that we grow here is bugs. I ride an Ultra Classic, and anybody that rides, you know, bugs find a way to hit every part of your bike.
Oh, yeah.
I swear, every time I go out.
Oh.
So I've tried to find different things that work, and about a year ago, actually right before I rode to Sturgis, a friend of mine turned me on to that bug slide. I don't know if you guys have looked at it before. It's BUGSLIDE.
Bug slide.
Okay.
And I'm a big proponent to buy local. I could not buy it local. I didn't find anybody that had it here. I had to buy it from that big shopping cart in the sky. But went ahead and I ordered some of this stuff, and I've been using it for a year now. And have to tell you, I give it two thumbs up. It's really a great product for those of you that ride. And just a little disclaimer, I don't work for the company. I don't have any kickbacks. I didn't get the product free. It's just my opinion to this stuff. So.
Okay.
Okay. Bug slide.
And you've been using it for a year, you said.
I have. Yep. They say it's a waterless detailer, and it cleans, shines, degreases, removes bugs. And let me tell you, I have experience with getting enough bugs that when I find something that makes it easier to take off,
mm-hmm.
right. I want to give it a shout out. So.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you for doing that.
Yeah. And you know how those bugs are, like especially in the Midwest,
oh,
yeah. right? Forget about it. We were driving to Florida, going through Tennessee,
mm-hmm.
and the windshield in the front of the car, we couldn't believe the dead bugs we had. Right? Imagine being on a bike, and your bike's going to be covered with that shit, so.
Yeah, well, they're also, you know, yeah, it's a small thing.
I've had one hit me in the sunglasses and knock my sunglasses right
yeah,
off my
face. They will. They will. They have that, you know. That's why you need the bug slide with attitude, okay? Because you need the attitude to fight back the bug.
No, I needed my windshield is what I needed.
Man, I'm telling you. You got time for a quick story?
Yeah, well, we want a story.
My brother and I were riding back from Sturgis. We'd left Sturgis about 9 in the morning on a Friday, the last weekend. You know, we were just wanting to get ahead of the crowds, getting out of there. We were riding back across Nebraska, and we'd been seeing the storms out. I don't know anybody that's from Nebraska up there, but you can see a ways out there.
Right.
So we could see the storms in front of us. And we've been kind of following them all day long. We finally decided we'd take these little back roads, country roads. We were trying to make it to Grand Rapids. We've been riding about 10, 11 hours. On this back road, and it was about 9:30 at night, and I flicked my light on high, and I swear to you, it looked like Star Wars. It looked like I was getting ready to go into hyperspeed.
Oh, man.
The bugs were just flying around me. It was almost mesmerizing in the light.
Wow.
We got in. We got to our stop, and we were just dead tired. We're like, you know, we're done. I left everything out there. Came out the next morning, and my bike was a different color. It wasn't black anymore. Let's just put it that way.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I'm grossed out.
Oh.
And that's where I decided. I pulled that stuff out, and I sprayed so I don't let it sit. I kind of followed the directions. I know that's scary for a guy to even say that.
For a guy to say that, live on the air, no less.
Uh-oh.
I know. And, you know, I wiped the stuff off. It came off really quick, and I was sold ever since. It's like, okay, that's a good product. So.
Excellent.
There you go.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for that. Yes.
No, I appreciate the call in, and thank you for. How long have you been listening to the show, Aaron?
Angie and her crew turned me on to it about 3-4 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. I've been trying to catch it, and man, I just love it. It's kind of has a special place now for me, so I try to tune in every Monday for
excellent.
It.
Excellent.
So.
Thank you.
Gotta love Angie, right?
Yeah, we love Angie.
Love Angie.
Bikers, boobs, Angie. And butts, or bikers, butts, and boobs?
The triple B.
Triple B, I don't know.
No, it's like the triple B VIP now or something like that.
Whatever.
Stop changing the name, Angie. Well, I'm getting all confused.
Well, somebody
oh, my
Bordello
God.
Now.
Yes.
Well, so
maybe
now,
Angie should call in and tell
but
us.
But Aaron, also, you're following Pedro as well, right? With Rocket Fire?
I am, yep. Rocket. You guys have some great call-ins and some singers. Oh, my gosh. That's fantastic.
I got him to serenade me for 30 seconds.
Yeah.
How awesome was that?
And she was quivering the entire time.
Well, no, my chair was quivering. No, that was you.
I wasn't quivering.
That was your smell.
He made me a little wet. That's it. I got that for my wife. I was looking at my wife.
Yeah,
sure,
John.
Oh, my God.
I was looking at my wife.
Pedro just dropped
Aaron,
us.
Aaron, aren't you glad you're part of the mayhem?
I was listening
aren't
to
you?
His voice, but I was thinking about you the whole time, honey. Swear to God.
Absolutely. This is, it's fantastic.
Thank you so much. Just keep listening. We'll be on every Monday night.
That's right. We grow on you like fungus.
Sounds good.
Listen,
maybe I can find some other products to call in and review.
I was just gonna make a suggestion.
Absolutely.
We've been a fan of stripper juice. Have you tried it?
The what?
Stripper juice.
Oh, I'll have to find that one.
Stripperjuice.com. She's right online. You can try that. We've actually reviewed it on our show. Johnny actually was making like it was he was cleaning his motorcycle.
Yeah, but actually, but
and then we brought it with us to the big mountain run.
And your hubby loved it.
And yeah, and he was filmed doing that. So, you know, a lot of people. I think even Fenton.
And it's, Fenton used it too
because
yeah.
he was riding and dirting up everybody's bike. So
and it smells fantastic.
Did you try eating it again?
Yes, you tried eating it.
I licked it. I will. I licked it. I licked my bumper. I licked it, all right?
I will order and give you another review, just the Average Joe review for it.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
We like the Average Joe, whose name is Aaron from Kansas. Thank you.
Wait a minute, you're from Kansas.
You're talking middle America, man. That's right.
No, I have a couple, like I said, I have close friends that actually live in Wichita. Her name's Electra. She's she's getting ready to leave. My girlfriend Gwen Knowles is from there too, and Judy Mitchell and all, you know, I know a whole bunch of people.
But more importantly, you live in Kansas. It's got to be a great barbecue place to know of over there.
I have two different types of smokers. I love some barbecue. I love some cigars. I'm telling you, you show just fits right where
he's hitting all the bases. So.
Yeah. This guy fits right in.
I'm in.
Welcome to the mayhem.
Listen, my friend. Go find the from Esteban Cadera, the Mr. Brownstone. This is a cigar that's going to knock your socks off, dude. My review's coming up real soon. It's one for the record books.
Excellent.
Oh.
And then you can give us your review on it.
If you're a smoker, man, and you're an avid smoker, I'd love to hear what you think of the cigars I'm doing, man. I want to hear feedback.
You know what? He'll do a review on the cigars, and you do a review on Rod. All right? So.
There you go.
I can do it.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, thank you so much for calling the show. I'm glad you're a fan.
Glad you're a part
Welcome
of the
to
family.
The mayhem. And we'll talk to you real soon, man. Call anytime you want, buddy.
Only on Monday nights, though.
On Monday nights.
That's a deal. You guys have a good night.
That's so nice.
Before we get
truly
to Rod's...
Truly middle America, plain old working Joe.
Anything tonight. His cigar review's not tonight.
No, I said it's coming up soon.
Oh. Oh
not
okay.
meaning tonight. Right. This is the second Monday.
I don't even know where I am
right now.
You're
the show director. You're supposed to know everything.
I'm kind of like hoping it takes time because I'm going to be smoking a lot of these for the next few weeks.
Well, back to our shout-outs.
Okay.
Well, go ahead. Do them.
David Hayes, man. Got to give the love to David Hayes.
Yeah.
He's always helping us out. And, Dave, we love you, man. Thank you for all your support.
Yeah, where awesome is that man tonight?
I don't know. I haven't heard nothing from Dave. He's right there, actually.
He's there in spirit.
What's his name?
We're channeling David Hayes from Wild Hogs.
Wild Hogs.
Give him a little tickle.
What's his stage name there? Fat Rabbit, what is that? Dave, what is your name there?
Yeah,
I forgot.
Laura.
Mac Daddy Rabbit. I don't know, and he gets going. He's got everything going.
Laura just joined.
Real good story behind that.
All right, Laura, what is his true nickname?
Laura, we want to know.
Oh, Dave's not feeling well tonight.
Well, Dave, we hope you feel better, man.
Fat Daddy Rabbit.
Fat Daddy Rabbit, that's it.
If you're feeling under the weather,
Angie.
We will send Rod to you with soup. Okay?
It's only a ride upstate. He only lives in upstate New York.
Yep. That's
so I always still think he's
in the Carolinas
and he lives upstate.
Those hearts in the Carolinas.
Yes.
And of course, Angie Bean.
Angie.
We love Angie.
Thank you for all your support, Angie.
And Kip Kotler's on.
Kip Kotler, love Kip.
Every time we say his name, he's going to make a video
clip. Kip Kotler. He's the man.
No.
Oh, my God.
And we'll see him after Kansas City Bike Fest at Indian Larry Block Party, September 16th. Okay. Motorcycle Mayhem Radio will be there.
He's a local boy, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Because I could have sworn I saw
him. Kip's from right around here somewhere. I don't remember, but
he's from this area.
Because I
happened to be driving my...
Why can't I bring my vibrator into the studio, Mr. Red Wolf, who's listening?
Trust me, she has one in here. Trust me. Every time
she
smiles,
it's built into the chair.
There's a Duralast battery and jumper cables right here.
Yeah. I don't need no jumper cables.
And, of course, Wayne Penix.
Wayne Penix.
Yes.
And the First Lady. Well,
that, speedy
First
recovery. Lady. He's doing well.
Yes.
But, I don't know if he made it to Sturgis yet, though. Is he still playing?
I don't know. I have to speak to him. I'll give him a text tomorrow.
He said he was going to, you know, give it all help to get there.
Nana Dye.
Mm-hmm. We love Nana.
We love Nana for all help.
And Faith is on, too.
Yep. And John, the Flumaster, of course. That last guy that was giving him a view, if you closed your eyes, did he sound like John a little bit?
No, he sounded better than John.
Oh!
Uh-oh. Do you hear the vibrator going off now, Red Wolf?
I still miss my guy from Wisconsin, my cheese man.
Oh, yeah, Bob.
No, his name wasn't Bob. I think his name was Randy.
Oh, Randy, yes. That other guy, Randy.
He hasn't called me in so long, so I can't hear his voice.
And we can't,
another Randy. There's too many men with the same name.
We can't forget them.
You very rarely run into one. I know.
I just want him to call in and talk about cheese.
Yes.
That's it.
We can't forget about Jane Morris.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank photographer extraordinaire. Yes, she's does awesome. All the local events and donates her time.
I just want to put a quick pause on here. Jack, is that your niece with the 57? Because if that, she's a cutie.
And it's a 54.
54, I'm sorry.
No.
She's. He's just sent us pictures.
Beautiful.
Yeah, excellent.
She's sitting right on the handlebars of the bike.
Excellent.
That's excellent. If that's on our page, it's not on our feed, right?
Nope, it's on the page.
I'll
share it. We'll check that out. And
thank you.
Like Jane Morris puts a lot of great shit up too.
Yeah,
she does.
I love her things.
And she hasn't called in a while.
And she hasn't ripped her arm off. She wanted to rip her arm off. She was saying, but
why?
Hope you're feeling better, Jane. And give us a call when you can. And how about the road captain?
Road captain Mike.
Mike Harrison.
Mike Harrison, the road captain.
He got a lot of promo work this weekend.
Yeah, man.
Man, that's awesome.
That app should be out real soon, right?
Yep.
Go to roadcaptain.com.
Yeah, and that's going to be killing it, man.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
You have to. I can't wait to get that app. I could have used it all weekend. I could have used that app.
I tell you, last week.
Why? You don't know how to get from one end of the island to the other?
No, but I didn't know where the potholes were.
Oh,
right?
Pothole alert.
And there's some potholes out there, trust me.
If you were a member of Long Island Abate, they also have that available information to them.
Johnny needs a GPS from his bed to the bathroom.
Yeah. That was good, Randy.
That's true.
Oh, my God, that was
amazing. But he
doesn't
need it from the bed to the refrigerator.
Well.
Okay, the triangle.
Refrigerator's in the bathroom.
And, of course, we got to thank Cycle Source Magazine.
Chris Callen, Heather Callen.
And Heather.
They're out in Sturgis right now doing the Gears and Garage and Gears thing.
Yep.
I dropped that link on there earlier, too. Go to their Facebook page and just keep an eye on it. This thing has been going on all day.
Yeah.
Probably into the night. These guys are, you know, they're rotating out shifts and doing live fabrication and building right there on the stage.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really
It's better than any biker build-offs that used to be on the air ever. It's an amazing thing.
Yeah.
And if you're all down in Sturgis, you know, ride safe and stay away from mountain lions and
back to
buffalo.
You got to watch them buffalo.
The buffalo, man. And I don't know if they've changed the lighting situation at night on the roads and the highways. They have not. So, yeah, unless you can see really good and you have super bright lights, just take your time getting back safely because all of a sudden you'll be driving straight, and the next thing you know, you're not. The road is just a little wicked.
And especially scary when buffalo are in rut.
Mm-hmm.
Yo.
Okay? Because they come out all day, all night. They're out looking for it, and, oh, boy, they're dangerous.
Well, you know what? Bring a spear like I would.
You always see pictures of the buffalo standing around a bunch of cars, and you know, people don't realize these things are
huge.
Not only are they huge, but when they get pissed, these things can run at almost 35 miles an hour. Okay.
Wow.
And
like Johnny had a rib joint.
Yeah, let me tell you something. These things, they can get really nasty.
Yeah.
Really nasty.
And when they hit that car, it'll send it flying.
When we were out there, it was just me and one of the other guys, and we're standing there watching these buffalo, and a park ranger comes over and says, "You two have to go right now." We're like, "Why? What's up?" He goes, "You see that one over there? You see his tail sticking up? He's pissed. He's going to get everybody else pissed." And he says, "They come out after you. You got nothing to protect you." He says, "I want you to leave. I want you out." So we had to leave.
Okay.
Wow.
So that's the signal. When the tail goes up, yep. Run.
Yeah. Okay. But he said they'll run you right over. Like, I don't care. You got a 1,000-pound bike and whatever. He says they'll run you right over. He says, that's why I want you out of the area. I don't want you getting hurt. No, we had to leave. So we left.
Wow. Okay.
We went and had lunch.
Sounds like
Buffalo
fun.
Burgers.
Exactly.
There you go. I would have been able to take teriyaki in my hand. Where is he? Hey, let's eat. So I'd also like to thank Rebecca Dawn for helping out the show.
Yes.
Yep. Always. And Keith C. Lovingood with I Love My Harley, No Rules. Mm-hmm. Always helping out.
Yep.
So many people out there that helped the show. And we appreciate all of you. And if this is your first time watching or listening, go to our Facebook page, go to our website, like our page, follow us.
Comment.
Yeah, eat your TV dinner in front of us or whatever. I don't know. But
introduce check us yourself.
Out. Introduce yourself. We want to, that's why we're here. We want to hear your stories, man. We want to join your, get in your living room with you. We want you in our studio with us. And we want to know who you are. And basically that's it. You know, just know everybody that's out there. And one big happy motorcycle family.
This is true.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely true.
Oh, we can't forget about the 360.
Lucian?
Lucian, yeah.
Lucian and his YouTube channel is 360 camera. Yeah,
that is an awesome thing, right?
Right.
That is some good
check
stuff.
Check that out, you know?
I posted that on the last feed.
Yeah.
That would
be fine. And then we got a bunch of events coming up, too. I mean, I can't believe this is the... What is this? It's like August already.
It is.
I can't believe
summer
it.
Summer is like.
It's like August.
It's like August. I mean, it's like it.
It's the fall. The chill in the air is like bizarre. Summer's almost over.
Now. I mean, it's like 70 degrees right now outside. I know it's pretty cool in Sturgis too. It's not sweltering like it normally is. Every picture I see of everybody, they all got their leathers on and everything.
Yeah.
Down in Sturgis, but
now this was the year to go. Obviously,
yeah. for weather purposes, sure.
Let me tell you something. The weather's so fickle out there, unbelievable. We left when we went out there. We left here Labor Day weekend, and it was like 95 degrees here. It was brutal, uh-huh. And all the way across the plains, it was brutal. Okay, we get out to Sturgis on Monday, like you went into another world. Okay, we were. Riding in 35-degree weather, snow, sleet, rain.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was just, and we weren't prepared for it. We weren't dressed for it. We ended up all piling into Walmart and buying everything we could, all kinds of camping clothes and stuff,
yep.
and you know, hunting clothes, just to stay warm. I mean, that whole 2 weeks was. We woke up. There was ice on the bikes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they have
not frost. I'm talking about a solid sheet of ice. Yeah.
You'll watch as soon as Sturgis is over.
Yeah.
About a week later, yep. They're gonna get a foot of snow.
Yep.
I mean, it's just
comes up over the mountain range.
Yep. That's it.
Damn.
That is it. Another event coming up September is the Catskill Mountain Thunder. It's New York's largest motorcycle festival. Quiet Riot, Back in Black, plus many more bands. They're having celebrity bike builders there. Oh. And the aerial burnouts. No. I don't know if anybody's ever seen an aerial burnout. I spoke about it before, but it's actually like a giant lift, raises the bike up in the air,
wow.
And they do burnouts in the air.
Oh,
go to CatskillMountainThunder.com for all the information. That's September 13th through the 17th. And then we have Geneva's performing at the Tennessee Bike Fest.
Yes, Geneva.
TNBikeFest.com, September 21st. Through the 23rd. What else we got going on here? I'm just like flipping through here. I already mentioned the camp out thing. This is a new one. It's the fourth annual, well, not new, but it's the fourth annual Hair of the Dog Poker Run, Saturday, August 26th. This is local to this area. It starts and ends at the Maples. 10 Ryerson Avenue, Manorville, New York, my hometown. Food band raffles, 50-50 prizes. The Diesel Band is playing. Go to rsvpinc.org if you're interested. It is a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and all donations are tax deductible. And then the first Run for the Red Cross of Long Island from Indian Motorcycle Group in Mineola. I'm looking at the date. It's Saturday, August 26th. It's a police-escorted ride through Mineola. Patches for the first 100 bikes. After party at Indian Motorcycle of Mineola on 336 Jargo Turnpike in Mineola, New York. Yeah.
Excellent.
I know.
Wow.
So there's a whole...
Indian's coming back.
Indian's a beautiful bike. When it I was is. At the Aiden ride, it, I had the Indian, an Indian dealer next to me, and they had a nice little motorcycle.
Yeah, they got a beautiful limited Jack Daniels bike that I'd love to get my hands on.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, and does anybody know about the Dream Ride experience?
No.
It's actually a fabulous organization, and it's an event. It is Sunday, August 27th. And the Dream Ride Experience is a motorcycle ride and rally featuring a 40-mile cruise through the Connecticut countryside. Thousands of motorcycles from the United States and Canada converge in Farmington, Connecticut. Registration is from 8 to 9:30 a.m. at the Farmington Polo Club for the Farmington ride, and then the kickstands are up at 10 a.m. sharp, and you can register at dreamride.org. And this is what they call a satellite ride. From different parts and different states, it starts in different areas.
And
they all converge and end.
And there are some beautiful roads in Connecticut.
Absolutely gorgeous. Yeah,
gorgeous roads.
We've had this discussion before. Yeah. We live in some of the most beautiful places to ride. Everybody talks about going here and going there. We're right here. It's right here. We're in New England. It's one of the most beautiful places in the world. Yeah. Some of the nicest roads.
I'll skip Rhode
You
Island.
Don't have to go. You don't have to go 1,000 miles.
Yeah.
You can get on a bike, take a one-day ride far enough out that you will be in some of the most gorgeous places.
Vermont, New Hampshire, got to have some incredible
Vermont's beautiful. Yeah. All year round, Vermont's beautiful.
Yeah.
And, New Hampshire is absolutely gorgeous, even, when it's not Laconia.
Right.
Go there when it's not. I mean,
well, if it's not Laconia, if it's not bike,
it's something
week,
else going
not,
on.
Yeah,
we have limited riding seasons on our coast and the upper New England states. You know, it gets cold fairly quickly up there. I mean, they could get a foot of snow in October.
Oh yeah.
But it's beautiful. It's beautiful riding, though. I'm sure it is. And that's it.
And I didn't forget about you, Rebecca Higgins. I got stickers coming to you, but we're waiting for more to come in. Once I get them, I'm sending them to you.
I got them in my car, and I'm giving them to him before he leaves.
There you go.
I got a few left over in my car, too. So
there you go.
Real good.
So I'm
and
all
an
out.
Envelope and a stamp.
Do you? So there you go.
I don't have
all you got to do is put the address on it.
I don't have a one.
I'll give you as many as you want.
Yes. The Wrench.
Randy the Wrench. I love that new name for you.
It's like I'm the only guy that doesn't have a strip club chopper T-shirt.
Yeah, they got a package coming.
Johnny's going to give you the old one when he gets a new one.
I don't want Johnny's old T-shirt.
Give me a shirt. Let's go. Come on.
I just messaged Johnny Lang and told him
you're
going to
take that pink and black female one.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Don't worry, Wrench. You got a couple shirts coming. But it was a great show.
I know.
It's all right. I know I'm the redhead stepchild.
I wish I was in Sturgis.
You? Me?
I wish I was in Sturgis, too.
Me, too. Absolutely.
And we are.
But next year we're going to
maybe
be
I'll post a little snippet. Oh, I forgot. I did the editing of the menstrual cycle on my on this computer. Might be able to post a little photo on here.
We will be in North Carolina a live show.
In a month?
In a month. Okay. From when? What's today's date? The 8th?
Today's the 7th.
September 9th.
September 9th is Winston-Salem.
Is Winston-Salem. Right.
It will be the Camel City Bike Fest, and I cannot wait to go there.
And I'm getting my camel toe tattoo.
Oh, yeah?
I am.
Right.
Me and Wayne are getting tattoos of camels on our toes.
Oh, very nice.
Isn't that cute?
Yeah, it's adorable.
I know.
I don't have a word
not
with Wayne.
As adorable as you... In a pinup outfit when you lose your weight loss contest.
I'm not losing that.
Not as cute as a fat boy on a fat boy in a tutu.
I know! It's going to be good.
Oh my
and
God.
Then, right. 2 weeks from then, right,
we'll be in Tennessee.
At the Tennessee Bike Fest.
I can't wait to meet Geneva.
We're busy, man.
Yeah. And we're going to be doing a show from Tennessee with Geneva.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you so much for that song, Geneva. We love it.
Absolutely.
And then Biketoberfest, we'll be doing a live show from Strip Club Choppers on Route 1 in Ormond Beach for Biketoberfest. We'll be doing a live show.
We'll be doing multiple shows with that.
Yes.
It's going to be interesting.
Yes, it's going to be...
Well, we'll have a bunch of,
We're going to have a lot
of news and reviews, but, you know, little snippets here and there of, you know, it's not going to be a two-hour deal. But,
no.
You know, when we're at base camp there with Mr. Lang and,
we'll punch
and he
up
sets
and do
up
some
the
stuff.
Interviews, yeah.
Right.
We'll do all that, and
exactly.
That's fine.
So
we have
attention.
A lot going on, you know.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Go on our Facebook page, like, and follow us so you can see everything that's going on. Check out our website, MotorcycleMayhemRadio.com. Put our pictures up of your bikes. We want to see your bikes.
Absolutely.
We want to see you. We want to see breasts, right?
Breasts.
Yeah, who doesn't want to see boobs, man?
Exactly.
Come on.
Your bikes, your girlfriends.
Yeah, whatever.
You got a nice car, throw that on there.
If you have a nice car, throw it on. Why
ladies,
not?
Share your, you
some
know,
food,
your,
some
your honeys.
Cigars.
Yes.
Just because I ride doesn't mean I still don't appreciate cars. I love cars.
Yes.
I always will. I mean,
that's
that
right.
Was my first love, and I was
so
be
jealous.
What was your first car?
My first car was my brother's leftover. It was a 1967 Plymouth Fury with a blown motor.
I had a 67 Dodge Dart with a slant six.
Okay. I had a 67 GTO.
Mine had the 318.
How fucking old are we?
Right?
But mine had a 318. It was a blown motor. So I found a 66 with a motor, it ran, that somebody locked a raccoon in.
Ugh.
And the interior was completely destroyed.
Shredded.
I mean, just destroyed. So I brought it home, yanked the motor out of it, put it in my car, junked the rest of the car, and
mm-hmm.
It was my first car.
Wow.
My second car was cool, though.
Nice.
I had a 1968 Chrysler New Yorker.
Oh, that's a nice car.
You want to talk about a land yacht?
Oh, yeah.
I had to call a captain to park this thing. Okay? It's huge. Big 440 in it. But this thing was so big that I could lay on the front seat without putting my head or my feet on the armrests. And I was the same height as I am now, 6'1".
Wow.
And I could lay there, no problem. That car was huge. It was great. Rode like like you were in a Barker lounger.
I love cars like that. I had a car like that. That was my mommy mobile. I didn't have no stinking minivan.
Yeah.
I had a 60. I had a 69 Caddy.
Yeah.
Nice.
Sedan DeVille.
Yeah.
That I could get three car seats in the back.
Oh, yeah, easily.
Because I have three kids.
Yeah.
Three in the back. Plus a human being in between the car seats,
right.
A couple of dead bodies,
yeah,
three
right.
Playpins,
well, the trunk,
dry chairs.
Experience.
You could tailgate in the trunk of my caddy.
Yeah, the New York and a caddy, the New York and a caddy was so similar in size and in everything else. You know, you had a big, huge trunk that you could have a party in the trunk.
I miss my old caddy.
Well, yeah. You love this story.
Cars,
I don't.
I got a ticket driving around one time with 17 people in that car. And we were all comfortable.
They're all midgets, by the way.
No.
We were comfortable.
You could have a party in that car.
We did.
But
many night.
With my knowledge of automotives back in the day, I had the 67 GTO. Actually, I'll tell you the truth. It was a Le Mans. I put a GTO emblem on it.
Yeah.
All right?
Oh, like a scale.
So
thing.
What I did, I did, I primed it black.
Right.
Seems
to be a trend going on.
Wait, I took out the springs out of the back and put station wagon springs in. The car sat like this, like that. Picture the back 10 feet off the ground. I nailed a snorkel scoop to that car. I had no business being on there. I didn't know how to put it on, so I took a nail. And I nailed it on the car. Car never left my driveway, basically. Car was shot.
And that is why we do not let Johnny build anything.
So if you need help building your bike, I'm your man.
No, Randy the Wrench.
I got this. I got the electrical tape.
Randy the Wrench is your man. Call us in with any of your DIY tips, too.
Yes.
We would love to hear from them.
Absolutely.
You know, quick fixes, things that saved you last minute on the road. That was your aha moment.
Yeah, never too old to learn something.
That's right.
No.
And I'm getting old and I need to go to sleep. So
yeah.
You got anything else going on?
Well, we do actually.
Oh no.
I'm thinking of something good here. If you have any good stories that you want to share with us, you got 6 minutes if you want to give us a call.
Well,
where's the number? 877-917-5263.
Well, we can't forget to thank our sponsors.
Of course.
You know.
We thank them all the time.
Oh, and what? 1940 beer.
Oh, yeah.
19
okay.
What? You don't like beer?
No.
I love beer. Man, you like beer.
I like beer. I can't drink beer, but I like beer.
Rod, you like beer.
I like beer.
Besides the Iron Maidens.
Yeah,
Iron Maidens is a great beer, by the way.
Yeah.
Anyway, 1940 Brewery in the Long Island area, the New York Long Island area, at 1337 Lincoln Avenue in Holbrook, New York. 1940 Brewery. Amazing beer. They brew fresh every day. Check them out and drink their beer. Go to their website, 1940brewery.com.
And have it with a what?
A cigar.
There you go.
Nice, beautiful cigar. And you can pick up your favorite cigars at Goodfellas Cigars. 2215 Route 112, Medford, New York. They're fully stocked. And they're open at 9 a.m., so you get that early morning ride on the weekend. Stop in, pick up a cigar for that ride.
And then that's you right. Take your 1940s beer, your Goodfellas cigar, and then you go on a motorcycle vacation to Steel Horse Motorcycle like Rentals in Playa del Carmen, Mexico.
Yeah, that's a great
share
trip.
The love while you're down there. And then if you get in trouble on the way back in New York, you go to MotorcycleMikeEsquire.com.
And then when you get out of that, you go, woof, and do a shot of cold cock whiskey. Right? So...
Did somebody record that? Oh, yes.
I know, right? Yeah, so, somebody, please record
that's
that.
That's our new commercial reel.
There you
right
go.
There.
Kip's going to do a run
on
that
Kip,
one.
Kip, Kip, run that one, Kip, all right?
Just freaking pull that out of your ass.
And that was pretty long.
He's and got it's a nice ass. Big ass.
Not bad. We're almost professionals.
I'd like to thank Johnny Lang for calling in tonight.
Yes, thank you, Johnny Lang.
With Strip Club Choppers. And check out Strip Club Choppers East.
That's right.
Also with Gus.
Gus
yep. Pohl. Yeah. And you know what?
That's real last name.
Can you figure it? Gus Pohl. And he owns Strip Club Choppers. And there's a pole on the back of the bikes.
Right.
I mean, is that just a
It just
luck?
Doesn't get any better than that.
No, it does.
My mom's gynecologist's name was Dr. Cherry.
Dr. Cherry?
Seriously. We did that
road
three
captain.
Times. Yeah, Dawn.
You'll need the road captain if you go to Mexico. That'd be great.
That's right. You take... Go ahead.
You take the road captain app. You go to Mexico. You rent the bike from Steel Horse...
Harley Davidson rentals,
and you ride all. Can you imagine riding around beautiful Mexico, right? With the road captain, and
well,
you see
Cowboy and Guadalupe. They're going to take you on a tour.
They're going to take you on a tour anyway.
Right, it's on the way home.
But if there's a pothole in Mexico,
I don't think there's going to be a pothole. There might be some pot in Mexico.
Let's not forget the beauty of the road captain, that special app.
That's right.
You want to go for it?
Go for what?
First
of all, just so everybody knows, the pothole edition
is mama's.
And then also charging the extra $2 or whatever it is for... Fuck you.
You guys are brutal tonight.
It has a safety feature built into it that, God forbid, you have this app on. If the bike, it indicates it somehow, a sudden stop or something, it indicates there's an issue, it'll send an automatic ping out to the local sheriff's department, police department, and someone will come.
You make a list, yes. You make a list and it'll contact
the local police,
but then it will also contact relatives and stuff like that, too.
It'll do that, but the app will actually, it'll actually auto-call. Yeah. And ping out that there's a possible distressed rider on the road. So,
So
and that's it. It's
and that's
a great
it.
Feature.
So,
that's
do we have our closing song ready to go? I'm making sure you're prepared.
Listen to me. I know my shit.
Dawn, right? Yeah, he does, right?
I've been doing this before you got here. Remember that?
I remember that.
One week.
Who wants to say it? Should we say it? Or should we let Geneva say it?
Let's let Geneva say it.
All right, then, everybody. Let Geneva say it. Geneva? 7-5-2-6-3. It's a two-wheel thing!
Good night, everybody.
Good night.